Welcome to Tamid, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 7, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah says, Bizman Shekohen Gadol writes a lahaktir, if the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, is the one that wants to do the morning service, particularly the part of bringing the limbs to the Mizbeach, to the altar, and burning them, he would go up the ramp, and the assistant Kohen Gadol, the assistant high priest, stood to his right. When he got halfway up the ramp, the assistant would hold his right hand, and would help him ascend the rest of the ramp. The first of the nine Kohanim that merited to bring the limbs would give him harosh v'haregel, the head and the leg of the daily offering. And the Kohen Gadol did smicha, he leaned on it. Uzerakon, and he threw the limb on the fire that was on the altar. Hoshid Hasheni l'rishon shtei yadayim, then the second Kohen gave him the two forelegs of the sacrifice. The first one, nosed on the Kohen Gadol. He gave the Kohen Gadol a samach alein. Again, he leaned his body weight on it, part of the service. It was rakan, and he threw it out the Mizbeach. Nishmat Hasheni, the second Kohen, walked away. V'halachlo, because he finished. And then the third one came, etc., etc. V'kachay moshitin lo shako le'varim, and this was the process to give him all the rest of the limbs that had to be brought on the Mizbeach, on the altar. But who saw Mechalim? He would do smicha, he would lean himself with Zarkon, and he would throw them on the fire. Obizmachu, who wrote, so if the Kohen Gadol wanted, who saw Mech? He could just do the smicha, just the leaning on it. Vachirim Zarkon, and other Kohanim could be the ones that throw it onto the fire. Balo lahakivis on Mizbeach, the Kohen Gadol, when he was standing at the top of the altar, he was on the south side of the Mizbeach. So he would go around the Mizbeach towards his right, so that he could get to the southwestern corner where he would do the wine libations, where he would pour in the wine. Mechanu Maschil, where did he start? From Mikaren Dromis Mizrachis, he would start on the southeastern corner, which is to his right side, and he would continue going. Mizrachis Tzvonis, to the northeastern corner, Tzvonis Maravis, northwestern corner, Maravis Dromis, southwestern corner. Nasno Yain Lenasich, they gave him wine to pour. The wine was poured on the southwestern corner. There were like two silver spouts, one on the west side, which they used to pour water on Sukkot, and one to the east side, which was used to pour wine every single day. And they went all the way down that hole to the depth that was beneath the Mizbeach, beneath the altar. Haskan Omed Al Karen, the assistant Kohen, was standing next to the Kohen Gadol at the corner. Vasudarim Biyado, and he held in his hand handkerchiefs. He would wave those when the Kohen Gadol would do Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayim, would pour the wine, so that the Levim, the Levites, would know that the Nisachim, the libations, were happening, and they would start singing. They would start the Shira. Ushnei Kohanim Omdim Al Shulchan HaChalavim. There were two Kohanim that were standing on the Shulchan HaChalavim, the table of the fats, which was right next to the western side of the ramp of the Mizbeach. Ushnei Chatzotzer Shel Kethet Biyadam. And two silver trumpets were in their hands. Taku, they blew a tia, a long sound. Veheiriu, they blew a staccato, 9 sounds. Vitaku, when they blew again, a straight sound. Bo, two Kohanim came, the ones that blew the chatzotros, that blew the trumpets. Vamdu Eitzel Ben Arza. They stood next to this fellow whose name was Ben Arza. He was in charge of this very large, symbol. Echam imino, v'echam ismolo, one to his right, one to his left. Shacha, the Kohen Gadol bent down to pour, l'nasech as ayayin, to pour the wine. Veini v'askam v'sudarim. Then the assistant Kohen would wave the handkerchiefs. V'hikish ben Arza v'tzlasal. Then he would hit this very large cymbal, and the Kohanim would blow the chatzotros, the trumpets, and all the other songs, all the other instruments would start to play as well. V'dibra alvim b'shiran. It was at that point that the Levim began to sing. Yila perek. When they got to the first third of the song, they would sing each day's song in three parts. Taku, they would blow a tekiya, a straight sound, a trua, a staccato sound, tekiya, and a straight sound. The hishtach v'am, and all the people that were in the azar in the courtyard, they bowed. I'll call perek for each, at the conclusion of each of the three chapters of the daily song. Tekiya, and the Kohanim would blow again, tekiya, terua, tekiya, I'll call tekiya, hishtach v'am. Every time that there was a tekiya, a straight sound, the entire nation that was in the courtyard would bow. Zehu seder atamid la'avodas beis elokeinu. This was the daily offering, the order for the daily offering in the holy house of Hashem. It says the Mishnah with the conclusion of the prayer, Yiratzat Sheibana Bimheira Biyameinu Amen. May the Beis HaMikdash, may be the will of Hashem that the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, be rebuilt speedily in our days. Amen. Wishing you a wonderful day, and may this prayer be fulfilled.